is James Graff for Time.com. For us, it's her. That's the slogan on buttons handed out Friday when Ségolène Royal officially announced what everyone's known for a year, that she wants to be the socialist candidate in France's presidential elections next spring. Royal is the great hope of the French Socialist Party. She's immensely popular and has a reasonable chance of winning against the conservatives. But she's also a threat to the way the party's always worked. Being a socialist means hewing to a specific ideological line to party regulars like Lionel Jospin, the former prime minister who ran for president twice before and finally folded his tent this week. He acknowledged he can't prevail against Royal, but also said he wouldn't support her. Three other candidates, all perennials in the static universe of French politics, also oppose her. So what's their problem? Well, in a way, it's America. Ségolène Royal is no pal of the United States, like the conservative candidate Nicolas Sarkozy, who positively beamed when he met with President Bush in late September. When I asked Royal this summer what France could learn from America, she paused a long time before saying, a spirit of enterprise, maybe? She said she wants to meet Hillary Clinton, but considers many of Hillary's policies very right-wing. So it's a little ironic that the criticism leveled at her by party regulars is that she's leading the Americanization of the Socialist Party. By that they mean a campaign dominated by personality rather than platform, where attitude seems to matter more than sober-sided policy. They may be right about that, but it can't all be blamed on Ségolène Royal. Conservative Nicolas Sarkozy has a great eye for hot-button issues like immigration and crime, and no one can count out the far right-wing Jean-Marie Le Pen, who plays on French fears of foreigners and of change. So the party ideologues may cringe, but France could be in for a populist slugfest this year. It may not be fair to call that Americanization, but no one here is quite ready to acknowledge that it's actually becoming the new French way. For Time.com, this is James Graff in Paris.